T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, Kevin has picked a song that we're going to try to guess. Hit us.
Whoa, Mamma Mia, here I go again.
ABBA?
My,
not ABBA.
Mamma Mia, does it show again? My, just how much I missed ya.
Movie soundtrack?
Movie soundtrack.
From Mamma Mia?
From Mamma Mia.
The first one? I assume.
Is it Amanda Seyfried singing?
No.
Is it Meryl Streep?
Meryl Streep.
Really?
Really, yes. 11 years ago today, back in 2009, this version of Mamma Mia won the best song from a soundtrack at the People's Choice Awards.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. At first, I thought you were going to say Golden Globes, but then when you said People's Choice, I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think it gives...
Because the people always right. love ABBA.
I right. just don't love the People's
Choice
Awards.
Hollywood Foreign Press doesn't care for it.
Right, yeah.
I think this gives the cast of Cats hope because...
Oh, especially
because
after...
Meryl Streep survived singing in Mamma Mia, so they might be able to survive this movie.
And Meryl Streep sounds good next to one of her co-stars, Pierce Brosnan.
Where are those happy days? They seem so hard to find.
Oh, jeez.
I tried to reach for you, but you will close your mind.
Yeah, send out that SOS.
Whatever happened to our love?
How?
If you're looking at him, he sounds fantastic. But when you can't see Pierce, you're like, oh, no. But the second you look at him sing, you're like, this guy's amazing. He's Adele. He's amazing.
On paper. Maybe it sounded like a great idea.
Yeah.
But holy moly.
And also today, I wanted to go back to, we had a great interview earlier, actually later last year from these guys when they stopped in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Harlem Globetrotters?
Harlem Globetrotters.
Is it the anniversary of them coming together?
They came together 93 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Still relevant. Still exciting.
Exactly. And they adopted Sweet Georgia Brown back in 1952, the same year they also adopted the team they always play, which is the...
Generals.
Washington Generals. That's right.
What's Sweet Georgia Brown?
That's the name of the song.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What?
I was like, did they bring a child in and the child, Georgia, just traveled the road with the Globetrotters? That's sweet of them. They're playing basketball and raising a child.
Right. Let's bring it around local. What famous St. Louis Cardinal was once a Harlem Globetrotter?
Oh, yeah. I know this, but I can't. If it was multiple choice, I'd get
no
it.
No clue.
Willie McGee?
Further back.
That would be incredible.
Stan Musial.
Not quite that far.
Willie McGee's like the most low-key.
Mr. Bob Gibson.
No, that's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Get
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
1957, he was with the Harlem Globetrotters.
That's so interesting.
Like a legendary athlete, Gibson.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
That's so cool. And I still don't own Harlem Globetrotter shorts, which I want so badly. So
here are your headlines for Thursday, January 30th. Vanessa Bryant made her first public statement yesterday since the helicopter crash that killed her husband, Kobe Bryant, and her daughter, Gianna. She said that she and her girls wanted to thank the millions of people who've shown support and love during this horrific time. Thank you for all the prayers. We definitely need them. We are completely devastated. There aren't enough words to describe our pain right now. The whole statement you can find online. But at the end, she asked people to donate to the Mamba on 3 Fund, which they've set up to support the other families who lost loved ones in the helicopter crash. You can donate at mambaon3.org.
Yeah, every time we bring up Kobe, we get several texts reminding us to remember those other families that were unfortunately, you know, in this tragedy as well. Because, you know, as you honor Kobe, let's not forget there were, eight other lives unfortunately lost.
Yeah, it has to be so difficult to be mourning the loss of a family member or a friend, and it's overshadowed by this huge superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't want to forget. MambaOn3.org. A WashU grad student was robbed at gunpoint last night. Just north of campus is where the incident happened on Kingsland Avenue, and two people came up behind the man and demanded his backpack. He's uninjured, luckily, but police are searching for the suspects. There are all sorts of unique ways to do a gender reveal, and Jessica and Chris Franklin here in St. Louis decided to use the new St. Louis wheel at Union Station for their third child. They have a 7-year-old daughter and a 10-year-old daughter, and they said back then gender reveal parties weren't around, so they thought it would be fun to have friends and family come down to Union Station this week as the wheel turned blue. Yeah. So congratulations to the Franklins. They're about to have a baby boy. Oh, I'm just exhausted at the thought of that because I have a 7 and a 10-year-old. Guess who does? Who's not interested in having any more babies? Me. And there's a new survey, which I just want to say, come on. They surveyed single people, and 1 in 5, or about 20%, say they think Valentine's Day should be canceled.
Really?
Just trying to save some cash, yeah. That's all?
No, these are single people. These are people who are not in a relationship.
Oh. That's different.
You can cancel Valentine's Day, or you can just, I don't know, not celebrate it.
Yeah.
There are people who are in relationships who don't think Valentine's a big deal. Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day is a big deal, and they don't really celebrate it either. Just because you're not in a relationship doesn't mean it should be canceled.
Well, we do.
Let's kind of get over this.
We are living in a world where people like to project what they think and feel to the world.
But, yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, whatever. Like you said, I mean, you know, if you don't like it, keep it to yourself. That's fine. But you don't have to ruin it for other people just because you don't like it.
I remember being younger and I would get together with all of my friends. And if we weren't in a relationship, we would all get together and hang out together and watch movies and
Central Perk. Is that where you would go?
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And even younger than that, remember making the shoebox for the Valentine's at school?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
But I'm saying I used to just, all my friends who were single, we would all get together and just have a fun night. Because, yeah, you did feel pressure to, like, have something going on. And it was fun to just hang out with friends. We don't need to cancel Valentine's Day. Just calm down.
Galentine's Day.
Galentine. I think that's where Galentine's Day started.
There you go.
Thanks, Leslie Knope.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
Things you didn't know with me, Tim Convy. Sharing some fun facts here, folks. That's how it works. Here's something you didn't know. Colgate toothpaste was sold in jars when it came out in 1873. And one of the ingredients was soap.
Yum.
I don't know what is more gross. Soap being one of the ingredients or the fact that you probably had to stick your toothbrush in there and take the toothpaste out with it?
I love that. I could see some hipster trend of like jars of toothpaste. I think that sounds cool for some reason.
Yeah, you know why? Because hipsters living alone by themselves are the only ones that would be able to use that.
Why are you sticking it to hipsters?
Yeah. Milk was a bad choice.
That's a shot across the bow of Tim Convy,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. You saw my cuff jeans and you're going to talk like that?
He does not want to be associated as a hipster.
Here's something you didn't know. This irritates me. Tic Tacs are almost pure sugar. But since each one has less than 0.5 gram, they're legally allowed to round down and state that they're sugar-free.
Get out!
What?
Yeah.
What? That's not a thing.
I know. Tell everybody. They've been getting away with this for a long time.
The serving size is 0.5 gram or one Tic Tac is 0.5 gram? I guess one Tic Tac could be one serving.
Less than 0.5 gram of sugar in a Tic Tac.
Yeah, so they say a serving size is one Tic Tac, so they can get away with it. If you had 3 Tic Tacs, that would be maybe 1.5 grams.
That's right.
Whoa.
Here's something you didn't know. There is a patron saint of television. St. Clair of Assisi.
Really?
The Pope made her patron saint of TV in 1958. I looked a little bit for patron saint of radio. The Archangel Gabriel, which I feel like is kind of a ripoff. Like, that's an angel. That's not a real, you know, person who walked the earth. But then amateur radio operators have Maximilian Kolbe.
Oh, I like Maximilian.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I feel like cheese.
Amateur, that's great cheese. We celebrate that one. Here's something you didn't know. This is dark. Until the 1850s, more than 40% of people born worldwide would die before they turned 5.
Oh.
You got a kid and that those are your odds? How were people not just depressed all the time? Anyway, now it's down to 4%, which is too high, but that's changed quite a bit.
Yeah.
1850s, that's not that long ago.
No.
No. Nope.
You do the math. All right. Here's something you didn't know. RSVP, you know what RSVP stands for?
Response, s'il vous plaît.
That is correct. But guess what?
Wow, Lance, impressive.
That's French, and they don't even use it in France anymore.
I know.
What?
Yeah, because it's too formal.
Response, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, when you put it that way. Here's something you didn't know.
What do they say in France?
Hey, let us know if you're coming.
Yo, hit me back when you can.
You know what they said? They said, hit me back.
if you have something else to do. Here's something you didn't know. There are no muscles in your fingers. The muscles in your palm and forearm do all the work.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I'm convinced that mine have muscles.
Yeah, what?
Fingertip push-ups, guys. I've heard about those. Right. I've not done them, but I've heard about them.
Man, fingers and Tic Tacs.
I know. This is a great segment. We should
say
just
what?
Quit right now.
No, I just said there are two good ones so far. I didn't say it was great.
Nope, lots of good ones.
Hit me with another one.
Here's something you didn't know, and our sales department certainly doesn't know. Working at a standing desk only burns 64 extra calories during an 8-hour day.
Oh, I was just looking
That's
at standing
it?
Desks.
Uh-huh. But listen, in standing desks' defense, I don't think people do it necessarily to burn calories.
No,
it's more
just
for your back and the pressure and whatever.
And to not be sedentary.
Yeah, but it's only burning 64
I don't
calories,
care about calories.
Which is just a few Tic Tacs. Here's something you didn't know. This one will irritate you as well. Less than 1% of people in China are left-handed. At least that's how many admit it. It's considered a biological flaw in China if you're left-handed, so people won't admit it, and they train themselves to do things with their right hand.
That's ridiculous.
Still? I mean,
still.
We're only a
1%.
Listen, I'm left-handed. My daughter's left-handed. My mom's left-handed. And my mom used to get... She used to be beaten with a ruler.
Your mom grew up in China?
No.
A lot has just become clear.
She grew up in private school. They used to beat her.
Great story. I'm rich.
I was trying to keep it short. They used to beat her, and they used to make her sit on her left hand because they said it was a sign of the devil that she was left-handed.
Play that sounder again. And finally,
great story, compelling and rich.
I'm going to hit you with a ruler.
Here's
That's going to be compelling and rich.
Here's something you didn't know. An aptronym. Aptronym is a person's name that's perfectly suited for them. Like Usain Bolt being the fastest runner in the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or
love those.
The guy who invented the toilet.
Crapper.
That's right.
Things you didn't know.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. If you missed the 640 Schmig, you want to listen to it in podcast form. We talked about Jessica Simpson's new book where she talks about John Mayer and that crazy Rolling Stone interview he did. We talked about Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt getting back together and the public poll. Guess what? People want it to happen. Sue and I are on board.
I'm down.
But here, let's talk about mullets.
Nice.
Gayle King's,
I'm down.
Gayle King's Grammy specialist tonight at 9 on CBS. She interviews Billie Eilish and Lizzo and Lil Nas X and Jonas Brothers and Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. And she said the mullet has come back as a trend.
Oh, come on.
Slow down, Gayle King.
Thank you.
Have you seen, there are a lot of millennials with mullets right now. Blake said he would consider it, and he said that Gwen is on board. Although Gwen, when she talked about it, she's like, Yeah, I said we could find some hair extensions that would totally match his hair, which if you think about it, that means she's not totally on board.
No.
She doesn't want him growing out a mullet. She just wants him to clip some hair extensions on every once in a while for fun.
I could see him having one, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just easy to picture, isn't it?
He was named one of the top 10 best country mullets of all time.
Sounds like a riveting interview. Yeah. I can't wait to tune in.
Also on TV tonight.
So tell me.
If you don't want to watch that on CBS, you can watch Tim's best friend from back in the day, Best Friends Incorporated, David Gentoli, as A Million Little Things returns on ABC.
Yep.
Do it.
Great show.
Okay, you want to hear the worst advice Eddie Murphy ever got?
Yes.
He was 18 or 19, doing stand-up at a club in Florida, and Rodney Dangerfield was there. So he asked,
years ago, I was played the comic strip in Fort Lauderdale, and I was maybe 17, and Rodney Dangerfield comes in. So I was like, Mr. Dangerfield, after the show, will you watch my set? And he was like, yeah, sure, kid. Now, this is 1980, so it's like this kid on stage doing edgy racial stuff. And so afterwards, Dangerfield sees me, and he's like, hey, kid, I don't know where you're going to go with that, you know, the language and the race stuff. I was crestfallen. Cut to 2-3 years later, and I was at Vegas in the bathroom. Rodney Dangerfield comes to the urinal right next to me, and I look over, and he looks at me and says, hey, who knew?
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
That's great.
So that's great. Awesome. Sounds a little bit like his Gumby.
Yeah,
that's Gumby voice.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. That's good.
Okay, another disagreement. Henry Winkler and Tom Hanks. We've talked about this, how they've been feuding for almost 30 years, right?
Yeah.
Henry Winkler said, no, it's not a thing. It's just a joke. When he was talking about it on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, he played it up for comedic effect. But the fact that he got fired about 13 days in directing Turner and Hooch, the Tom Hanks movie, he said, no ill will. And he said that when a TMZ photographer or reporter stopped him this week out on the street.
But was he fired because of Tom Hanks or not?
Apparently, the two didn't really mesh, and so they let him go.
Okay, so
I think that's still true.
Yeah.
But he said he's over it.
They're such nice guys. I can see them doing some appearance. Like, they'll present together at an award show or something fun. And,
ooh, Oscars, maybe?
Yeah. And we'll all like it and be like, well, forget about all the real problems in the world.
Let's make it happen, Oscar producers. Best picture. Tom Hanks and Henry Winkler come out. Come on.
I'm thinking more like lighting design or something.
All right. Whatever. Captain Marvel 2. Potential 2022 release. Mark it down on your calendar. If you're a fan of The Karate Kid, I know that Tim has Cobra Kai down on his binge watching while he's flying to Australia. Mm-hmm. Karate Kid, the movie, being turned into a stage musical.
I got no problem with that.
Peter Cetera composing the music. Let's do it.
Great music.
Let's sweep the leg.
What's the other one? I am a man who will fight. But what's the one from the first Karate Kid?
Glory of Love?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's it.
No, no, that's the one I was just singing.
Yeah, there.
What's the other? There's another big song.
Oh, I can't
You're
remember.
You're the best. Come around. No one's ever gonna take you down. You're the best. But they'll do the Broadway version, so it'll be like, you're the best around. No one's. And everyone will be like, yeah, I liked it better the first one.
Ben Platt.
Daniel LaRusso. I have no friends. If only I had a way to stick out a little bit and make friends and keep these bullies at bay.
Wax on.
The old man next door? What's he gonna do?
I can't
we
go
got
on.
It here, man.
That's Entertainment Schmig.
Paint your fence. I'm just a kid. What's going on right now? Are we finished?
Are you playing? I can't, I'm crying.
Okay.
I'm crying, I'm done.
You see, there's this guy, Johnny.
More online at Y98.com. Sue Thomas.
Speaking of best around, Sue Thomas.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
Food stuffs. It's 8:05. Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convy, sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke, including the newest location in the Central West End where I had lunch yesterday, and it was fantastic. Lots to cover. First of all, it is National Peanut Butter Day.
Hey, all right.
A few things in this world I love, like I love peanut butter. Not to be confused with National Peanut Butter Lovers Day, which is in March. Uh-huh. That's when I tend to celebrate a little bit more than today. I wait for March's Peanut Butter Lovers Day because it's more about me.
That's the iconic, I think, sack lunch sandwich, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Can't beat it, Kevin. No. You really can't. A lot of taste testing going on because it is, in fact, Friday. Shortly, or should we just get this over with now? Jen is going to try Mountain Dew for the first time in her entire life, though we have other options, including Mountain Dew Code Red and Mountain Dew Zero. She's going to go with Mountain Dew Classic.
As I'm getting ready to leave yesterday, someone comes over with a dolly, 6 cases of Mountain Dew, and they said, "Where would you like this?" It's like, what are you talking about?
In my belly.
And then they hand me a card. Jen, everyone should try a Dew at least once.
Yeah.
Compliments from your friends at Pepsi St. Louis.
Yeah.
How did they not say do the Dew? Why did they say
right,
try
right.
the Dew?
Do the Dew.
They're trying to be polite.
Is this going on right now? Are you taking a sip?
It's good, isn't it?
Incredible, right?
Oh, yeah.
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 Citrusy, powerful.
Citrusy, yeah.
Makes you feel good. It makes you feel alive.
I feel
it in my shoulders a lot.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying? Your shoulders are a little bit.
Jen, what did you think it would taste like when you were a kid and you thought, oh, I can't do it, and now it's so great?
It was such a bright yellow.
Sure.
I was afraid that.
Sure.
But now that you've tasted it, it makes sense. You're like, yes, I wouldn't want this to be any other color.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Have you done the Dew, Tim? You're sounding like you're talking like this.
Have I done it right now, you mean?
Yes. I feel it in my shoulders. I jump over like buildings and
that's how I get out of bed. The alarm goes off and I do the Dew. Code Red on Wednesdays, Classic on Thursdays.
What does Code Red taste like?
Jen, I don't think in one day you're going to try both Classic and Code Red.
Really?
I think
you can't
need to
stop
slow
me.
Down.
Oh,
go,
boy.
go.
I don't have 2 cups, so.
Never mind.
Hold on.
You can always mix the Dew.
We also. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that better.
Yeah. Don't sleep on Code Red at all.
Food
2 sips
stuff.
In, she's freaking out.
I'm a Code Red fan. Gotta say, thanks, Mountain Dew. By the way, guess what? We're having at our staff meeting today. Mountain Dew for everybody.
Woo! And Hyper Jen for the rest of the day. One of our absolute favorites, we love Nathaniel Reed Bakery, and they've brought us some croissants. They are right here, right now. We're going to be distributing them shortly. Sue, take it easy. There's plenty for you. Don't worry. Croissants with a cause. Nathaniel Reed Bakery partners with Meals on Wheels for National Croissant Day. It is next week. It is Thursday of next week. So don't forget, go into Nathaniel Reed and get some croissants. 20% of the proceeds from all croissant sales will benefit the local charity that serves meals to those in need. Meals on Wheels and Nathaniel Reed Bakery. It's so good. Nathaniel Reed Bakery, tell them where it is, Jen.
It's in Kirkwood. It is
De Pere?
East.
Kirkwood, like I said, Kirkwood.
Kirkwood across Kirkwood. What is this, Mountain Dew of alcohol in it? It's across from I don't know. I can't even think.
It's on Manchester in Kirkwood.
Road. It's west of Kirkwood Road on Manchester.
It's called Nathaniel Reed Bakery.
I've said it before. It's
Foodstuffs.
Nathaniel Reed, hometown guy. If he had this bakery in New York City, there would be a line out the door and around the corner.
Man, they're so. It is one of our favorite things.
So
they're
great.
A great follow on Instagram too. Nathaniel Reed Bakery. We did Mountain Dew. We did peanut butter. We did Nathaniel Reed Bakery. Time for some fun stories. How about this? Pop-Tarts and Good Humor have teamed up to make ice cream bars that taste like brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts. Kevin, you're the expert on Pop-Tarts. How do you feel?
I'm in. I'm in on that all the way. I have never had a Pop-Tart I didn't like.
Yeah, what Pop-Tart are you not in on for breakfast? Which Kevin eats them for breakfast still, by the way.
The kale Pop-Tart is not my favorite.
They were reaching with that one.
Right,
I agree.
Yeah.
Getting a little too trendy on that one. Taco Bell. Nacho fries, guys, they come back Thursday as well. Not only is it National Croissant Day, but Taco Bell nacho fries are back. I think Taco Bell's making a bigger deal out of this than anybody else is. I think everyone else is like, fine. Jen had some, you didn't love them.
They needed a little bit more nacho seasoning.
Listen to this. Tell me how you feel about this for seasoning. They're bringing back a new version along with those. Buffalo chicken nacho fries are happening.
Okay, yeah, that might have a little bit more kick.
Buffalo sauce, chicken cheese, and sour cream on top. You can also get those fries
in
a burrito.
Oh, chicken and cheese.
Yeah.
Yum.
Chicken cheese. That sounds gross.
It's a new thing. It's a little bit weird. Also, they did this last year, but this year it's expanded. Reynolds Wrap has come out with their human feed bag just in time for the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So gross.
It's so cool. You put it around your neck. It holds all the food you need.
Yep.
They've added,
you don't have to get up for food.
Exactly.
Watch the game.
They've added four new features: a paper towel dispenser, a trash can pouch, a straw that runs through the harness all the way to your drink, and a neck pillow.
Gross.
Sounds like heaven. I'm going to wear one on the plane, actually. 15 hours, but I got Reynolds Wrap on my back.
It's a good plan, Tim. It's good luck.
Everything is going to be fine. Thanks to Mountain Dew. Thanks so much to Nathaniel Reed Bakery. Get in there on Thursday and buy croissants. And, you know, hopefully Jen makes it through the rest of the show and doesn't explode.
Oh, I'm going to make it through the rest of the show.
That's food stuff.
Who on the show now? Who on the show?
Who on the show is back, which means Alex Rich is back.
Hello,
back.
Alex.
Yeah. We back. How we doing?
I feel like you're kind of, I was thinking about this, the male Lizzo. Do you think that's accurate? You guys just have similar philosophies on life. You guys both live it to the fullest.
They both carry tiny purses.
Yeah. You've got to be bold with that personality and really put it all out there. Yeah. Me and Lizzo, we coordinate on some things, so.
Have you met? I feel like you guys have crossed paths in life.
No. I didn't get the pleasure. Jen didn't bring me along as her plus
one. Oh, that's right. Jen Myers.
Remember that whole thing?
They've got close to nothing in common.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying. Alex, thank you for being here, buddy. Who on the show? So you went around to our coworkers here in Entercom St. Louis. We're trying to find out how much they know about us. So you asked them some questions. They weighed in on who on the show they think qualifies.
And this is better. I think people know you guys better than they have in the past. They're learning.
Oh, that's good.
Some of the answers in the past have not been so great.
Yeah.
But this
sure
is pretty
Tim
good.
Tim has been going around campaigning.
Tim does. He comes onto that sales side. He's like, hey, when Thursday rolls around and Alex puts out that survey, make sure you guys are just really picking me for the specific answers.
I throw out 20s. It's great.
So we're doing a little travel-related theme since Tim's going to save the koalas next week in Australia. Mm-hmm. So the first question is, who on the show is most likely to pack the lightest? Who do you guys think?
Ooh, I think me.
Yeah, I would say Tim. So.
Really?
Yeah.
So Lance got 4 votes. Kevin.
Oh, Lance probably.
Yep, Kevin for got sure. 3. Tim got 2. Jen got 1. I would have said Kevin because he would probably wear those zip-off pants. He would have the shorts, the pants, all in one, bring a toothbrush.
Yep. It's my cruise wear.
Little sack with a stick on the end over his shoulder.
He's not a hobo.
Simple man. Just a simple man.
That's right.
Who on the show is most likely to forget to check into their flight? I mean, come on. Who do you guys think people
Tim.
Picked?
Me.
Tim Convey, 6 votes.
Oh, wow.
Kevin, 3. Lance, 1.
I still don't understand the concept of checking in. You just get there, right?
Have you ever flown Southwest?
24 hours.
Oh, come on.
24 hours. They get you a good little seat in the front of the plane?
You're like not always. You're C57.
Tim goes straight to the back.
I'm group 34 every time.
He's C57 on Southwest only because they didn't sell the last 3 seats on the plane.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm United this time. We'll see how it goes. I'll try to check in.
Let us know, will you?
Okay.
I like this one. Who on the show is least likely to have a conversation with the person next to them on the plane?
Ooh, not Jen.
Jen actually got 3 votes.
You know what?
Really?
Yeah.
I sit down and I pop my headphones right in so no one can talk to me.
You do. You
but
get it all out of your system on here and then strangers, you're like.
Right, yeah.
So Lance got 5.
Oh, wow. Lance, really?
Lance got 5. Well, there's no traffic up in the air, so.
He's got nothing to talk about.
So he's got nothing to talk about.
Not right. He's not here to defend himself.
A little bit of a jam next to the bathrooms in the back of the plane, in front of the plane, looking clear.
Tim's a talker. Tim got 1 vote, so Tim's talking to the window next to him.
Sure. If there's a reflection, definitely.
Oh, wow.
All right. So here's another one that I see that happens when I'm traveling a lot. Who on the show is most likely to bring Lysol wipes and clean the seats / tray before they sit down on the plane?
Well, did I get a unanimous?
But we know that Lance is kind of a germaphobe.
Oh,
so
he's a germaphobe.
Lance would be the guy. But
yeah, but you guys know this. Your votes don't count.
Right.
You know?
Oh, I'd say Jen then.
Yeah, he's Jen.
Doing it for the kids.
Yeah, I do it for the kids for sure.
Jen got 6 votes. Lance 2. Tim? Kind of a germaphobe, people think. Wipes down the seats. 2 votes.
Really?
I have kids as well, but I apparently don't care.
I'm not.
Everyone assumes you live in filth. And
exactly.
Kevin doesn't believe. He's not sure germs are real.
All right. And this is a good hotel one. Who on the show is most likely, when they get to the hotel, to call housekeeping and ask for extra towels and pillows?
I don't think I've ever done that.
Really? I got to admit, even I've done it before.
Really?
Even I?
Not the pillows necessarily, but towels. It's nice to have.
Because who knows how many people you're going to have in a hotel room tonight. You got to be ready. Alex Rich, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Alex. Who on the show
now? Okay, so this was an abnormal weekend for me in terms of the number of sporting events I attended. Friday night, we went to the Billikens game at Chaffetz Arena. Billikens lost.
Heartbreaker.
Overtime. Yeah. Last second
free throws.
Three-pointer.
Free throws.
Yeah. If they had, Cards winter warm-up. I was there broadcasting on Saturday. Sunday, I had my son's 5th grade basketball game, and after that, I watched the Chiefs game, and by watching the Chiefs game, I mean the last 5 minutes, because I had had enough sports, and I took my daughter to get a pedicure. I decided taking her out of the house while my husband watched his Chiefs play was maybe the best, so we watched the last 5 minutes at home. Well, guess which one of these sporting events involved the police being called?
Taking Nora to get her nails done.
I mean, if it was SLU or winter warm-up, I'd like to think we would have heard about it.
Yeah.
So what was it?
It was my son's 5th grade basketball game.
Oh, boy.
Again?
They told him he couldn't wear a robe on the court, and he flipped out.
I wish it were that lighthearted. But let's talk about kids' sports for a minute, okay? So one of the kids on my son's team gets the rebound, and he's dribbling back down court. I'm sorry if I screw up all this, like, describing this sporting event.
Okay.
So he's got the ball, and he's going down court, and the other team is blocking him, and there's a debate as to whether it should have been called out of bounds, where his foot stepped out of bounds, or a foul, a defensive foul on the other team, because he kind of bumped him and pushed him out of bounds. Mm. That the ref called that he was pushed out of bounds.
Called it on the other team.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
The coach from that team starts arguing. The ref loses his temper.
Really?
And escalates.
What team is this?
And escalates and escalates and escalates.
The opposing coach and the referee are just going at it.
Going at it.
Is the referee, is it a kid? I remember when I was growing up, it was always kids.
Not a kid.
Okay.
Not a kid. Other people get up. Other coaches are in the fray.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
they are chest to chest screaming at each other.
How far into this game are we?
Second half.
Had it been a rough game already? Had there been some missed calls? Or was this just boom?
Do I know that?
No, you don't know that.
Okay. I don't know that.
Okay.
I don't even know if it was the right call or not. But here's the thing. So this call is made. He says it's a foul on our team. They get to throw it in bounds. And they keep playing while the coach and the ref are yelling. And then at one point, and they're on opposite sides of the court. Then at one point, the yelling continues, and the ref starts walking across the court yelling, and these boys are still playing this game.
Yeah.
And then when it gets really heated and the coach is on the court and the ref is on the court, the kids are down at the other end of the court, and they all at one point finally just stop playing, and they're all just standing there staring at these grown adults yelling at each other.
One ref or two refs?
Well, I don't really know.
You don't know. So if one guy's screaming.
One ref is screaming. The other ref, I don't really know what he was.
Right.
I don't really know what. Yeah, he was trying to referee. But then once they're all on court and other people start coming on court and then parents are getting off the bleachers and getting involved and trying to like break this up.
Whoa. This is awesome.
I'm looking around like, but this is madness. And at one point I look and all of these boys are just standing there. I mean, my heart is breaking because they're standing there and they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
They're looking to adults for guidance. Like, should we sit down? Should we keep playing? And guess what? All these adults are just yelling at each other.
Oh.
Mm. Wow. I've never actually seen anything that hardcore.
I have never seen anything. And I was like, what on earth? And one of my friends says, luckily, our boys have already had experience with this because it happened at a baseball game last summer.
Okay. Same people involved?
Wow. Not same people involved, okay. But like a couple of the kids from the team, this happened on their baseball team.
Oh, no.
So I see a parent from the other team go down and like get their boys off the court. And I'm like, okay. So I go down and I tell all the boys, because they're like huddled in the corner. They're freaking out. They don't know if they're supposed to like...
What is the
out of the gym?
Yeah, what is the coach and the coach from the opposing team and the referee arguing? What is your team's coach doing?
Yeah,
at one, I think he walked over there too, but I don't really know. Like, I can't hear. There's just all this yelling, and I don't know what's being said. I just go over to the boys, and I'm like, "It's okay. Just look at me. It's gonna be fine. Please don't be scared or worried. Just." Sit down and we're going to figure this out.
How aggressive did this get? Is there cursing?
Yes, there's cursing.
Oh, really?
Mm. I couldn't hear it, but my
son
could.
Right? Is that? Because that's just a normal Saturday.
Yeah, my son's like, I've heard it all. But he actually was shocked at it. Like, he's like, this person said this and this person said that. Yeah, I wanted to be like, I think you've heard a little bit of that.
So it got personal and name-calling. It wasn't just about whether he was in or out.
They call the coach and the ref over from the other game because this gym is so big that they split it in half and there's like a divider. Those people come over and then the whistle blows and the other coach from the other game that's going on calls our game. He's like, game over. Call it.
Does he have that authority?
Call it. Well, he did. And by that point, someone had called the police, so Kirkwood police show up.
Oh, what?
My gosh.
This is what I have to say. It's a bunch of 10-year-old boys and 11-year-old boys playing this game. We weren't winning, by the way, and it was not a close game. And that foul or out-of-bounds thing was not going to make or break this game.
Oh, you're saying the coach that got mad, his team was winning?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It was 12-5.
Hmm. In the second half, that's a kids need to practice. Maybe their coach wouldn't be so angry if people were scoring some points. I mean, how long are these halves?
But it's like, these kids are watching.
Oh,
these
that's
kids
just
are watching what we do. And it's so funny because, like, we were at the Billikens game on Friday night, and there was a technical foul. Some player argued with the ref, and he got a technical foul. And we're like, you don't argue with the ref, even if it's a call you don't agree with. You don't argue with the ref. And, God, are kids' sports really that important?
Well, usually, isn't it the parents you worry about, Jen, that go after each other? Mm-hmm. What makes this amazing is it's two people in an authority position.
Right.
I just felt
you know, a ref and a coach, that is unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
You get worked up. I think just a good message for parents, spend less time arguing and fighting and more time teaching these kids how to shoot, because 12 to 5 is unacceptable.
This is the Cage Match.
Time for the Comics Cage Match. Here's the deal. We are joined by two comics right now live in the studio. They've got a story that I'm going to read, and they both got some jokes on it. They're going head-to-head. Whoever wins gets to plug an upcoming show and gets to come back next week to defend the title. The judge here, the one and only Sue Thomas.
Hi.
Don't look at her, guys. No eye contact. You cannot affect the judge. That's how this deal. We're going to get this thing going. Jen, who are the contestants today?
Well, defending his title for his third week on the Comics Cage Match, Aaron Porter. Welcome back, Aaron.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me back again.
This is your third week?
We don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Third week back.
Just keep winning. Things are going well. Just because of you guys. Yeah. Because of Comics Cage Match.
The challenger, Chris Sear. Woo! Welcome.
Thank you.
Chris Sear, who I've known since I started comedy. How are you, buddy?
Years and years ago, man. I'm good.
Decades.
I feel old
now.
Thank you. Yeah, it's okay. Too early to feel old.
Here's the deal. I'm going to read the story. Then we are going to square off. The champion will go first and then the challenger. Here's the deal. Haddon Township, New Jersey has been planning a big event for Groundhog Day this year. They're throwing a festival with bands, fire pits, a beer garden, and so much more. But they ran into a problem. They couldn't get their hands on an actual groundhog. So they're moving to Plan B. Because normally these festivals, you know the deal. The groundhog comes out, see the shadow. They've moved on to Plan B because they can't find a real one. They're going to fake it with a stuffed animal.
Oh, yeah. What could go wrong?
And the crowd will get to vote on whether the groundhog sees their shadow or not. A spokeswoman for the town says, quote, "It's really hard to get a groundhog." So now the town is spinning it as a, quote, goofy, crazy event that nobody else does. That's your story. The comics are ready. We'll start with the champion, Aaron Porter.
I think they might be having some budgetary issues, actually, because they did just replace the big Christmas tree in the town square with a decorated plastic ficus. So,
Sear.
Nice. The stuffed groundhog is donated by a Jersey Taxidermist Association. Any resemblance to last year's live groundhog, Mr. Whiskers, is purely a coincidence.
Not to worry, experts do say that a stuffed groundhog is actually just as accurate at predicting the weather as a real groundhog is.
I read the article, and I saw that the festival is set to mimic parts of the classic movie Groundhog's Day, except it'll be using a stuffed Bill Murray since they couldn't get the real one. The stuffed Bill Murray is also donated by the Jersey Taxidermist Association.
Aaron Porter.
Unfortunately, it is going to be overcast that day, so they are going to also have to fake the shadow by just shining a flashlight on the fake groundhog.
Chris Sear.
Wait a minute. The crowd gets to vote on whether or not the groundhog sees its shadow? Like, we're supposed to trust any outcome of an election in Jersey?
And final round, Aaron Porter.
Yeah, the town says they are excited to vote for either six more weeks of winter or to vote out the county executives that are wasting their tax dollars on stuffed animals.
Chris Sear.
I love this episode of The Sopranos. Tony and Christopher whack the original groundhog, and then Silvio sells the town a fake groundhog while Polly says something quirky. Forget about it.
Good job, gentlemen. Very, very nice.
Wow.
And now we turn. She's in the judges' booth now. Yeah. Sue Thomas. Sue, who is it going to be, the champion, Aaron Porter, or the challenger, Chris Sear?
This is a tough one today, but I got to tell you, I kind of like Chris.
Chris is our winner. Yay. There's a new champion.
Good call. Good call.
He's a fan of your work, Sue. It's been a good run for Aaron Porter. Chris Sears, our champion. He'll be back next week for Comics Cage Match. Great job, guys.
It's Bonafide or Bogus.
Thank you, Steven. Bonafide or Bogus with me, Tim Convy, brought to you by me, Tim Convy. You guys know the deal. I make a statement. You guys weigh in on whether you think it is bona fide, true, or bogus, false. Sound good?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Today's topic, I don't know if you guys know this or not, little foodstuffs incorporated here. It is National Fig Newtons Day. That's right.
What?
Yeah, it's today. I know. It sneaks up on you every year. I know.
Bogus.
I always remember because it's Thanksgiving and then Christmas and then National Fig Newton Day. Here we go, bona fide or bogus. Fig Newtons are named for Sir Isaac Newton, who is said to have created his own version of the snack in the late 1600s.
Bona fide.
Ooh. Bona fide.
I'll go bona fide.
It is bogus.
Whoa.
They are named for Newton, Massachusetts.
Where the most exciting thing to come out of Newton, Massachusetts is a Fig Newton.
It didn't even come out. Well, Newton is basically, it's all kind of a part of the Boston area. And the guy who...
Again, the most exciting thing to come out of Boston is a Fig Newton.
No, more important things. up next, bona fide or bogus. In 2012, Nabisco dropped the fig, and they're actually just called Newtons now.
That's bogus.
Bogus.
I think there was a... I,
I think there was a stretch where they did do that, but I don't think they still call them that. I'm going to say bogus.
It's bona fide.
Bona fide?
They're just called Newtons.
I was half right.
Ugh.
Oh,
Since 2012. That's 8 years ago.
Do they have like...
Let me know when I'm supposed to be impressed by any of
I am blowing the roof off of
so
Newtons right now.
So are they like Apple Newtons or Cherry Newtons?
They're just called Newtons, but okay. That's part of the reason why, Kevin.
Got it.
I appreciate you bringing that up. There's a variety of fillings in these things. It's not just fig, and I guess they did all these studies, and
No kid wants to eat a fig Newton.
People associated fig... I don't know if the plural is figs or not. I don't know. Fig with old people. Like it was like prunes or...
Yeah.
Other types of things. But... I only associate figs with fig Newtons, so I have only positive...
You haven't had a fig before outside of... They're delicious in salads.
In salads?
Oh, yeah.
Seems weird. Bonafide or bogus, thanks.
Doing a whole segment about fig Newtons is way weirder.
Weird. People love fig Newtons.
It's the fig Newton day.
It's fig Newton day. It has its own day. Fig Newtons by Nabisco. All of rich and chewy fruit. So good. There is no substitute. Know what that was, but I liked it. Bonafide or bogus, thanks in part to fig Newtons, the U.S. grows more fig than any country in the world.
I think the plural is figs.
Figs.
Bogus.
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 You guys are right. The U.S. just Whoa! The eighth top growing
Oh, wow.
Country.
Can you list the other top seven?
Would you like to know the top
the
three?
The Middle East, right?
Hey, thank you, Kevin. Turkey, Egypt, and Morocco.
Kevin, are you getting paid under the table to seem excited about fig Newtons?
It's fig Newton day,
Lance,
Jen.
Good bona fide or bogus or not? Lance, what do you think?
I'm enjoying it.
See? There we go.
You're getting paid too. This is all corrupt.
In Newtons? Yeah.
Bona fide or bogus, fig Newtons are Nabisco's best-selling product with sales of more than 700 million bars a year as of 2018.
Oh, God, Ooh. I sure hope not. I'm going to say bogus.
I'm going to say bona fide.
I'm going to say bogus. It's got to be,
it's
Nabisco. Oreos?
Yeah, right. They have other things they're
Nabisco
selling.
Is that a Nabisco product?
You're right, it's bogus. Oreo and Whoa! Chips Ahoy.
Yeah, right.
Above it.
You're going to pick a Chips Ahoy or an Oreo over a fig Newton every time.
Fig Newtons are so, I don't understand why you have such a problem with fig Newtons. They're delicious.
It's fruit and cake, Jen.
Yeah, what's the problem?
What's not to like?
Bonafide or bogus, and Jen, you're welcome to sit this one out if you want. Bonafide or bogus, fig Newton's rise to popularity was in large part due to presumed medical benefits in the late 1800s, as doctors would often prescribe biscuits and fruit for a wide variety of health issues.
Yeah, I mean, what other reason could you think of their rise to popularity?
Pure joy?
Bonafide.
Deliciousness?
Nope.
I'll say bonafide.
Yeah, it's bonafide. Many physicians...
Bonafide?
Many physicians back then believed that most illnesses were related to digestion problems, and again, they thought like fruit and biscuits is what they prescribed. So people were like, "Ah, perfect, fig Newtons. Ugh. They're so good.
I'd rather die
than eat a fig Newton."
What?
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm just doubling down on this.
That's bona fide or bogus. Happy National Fig Newton Day, everybody.
Fig Newtons, fine up Nabisco. Full of rich and chewy.
Live from downtown St. Louis at 6:56. Blues were in action last night, and that was a back-and-forth hockey game. Blues come out on top, final score, in a shootout. St. Louis 5, Calgary 4.
Nice.
But it comes at a price. Oscar Sundquist left the game, lower body injury. He'll be evaluated today. Jaden Schwartz, that was his 500th career game. He scored a goal in it as well.
Wow.
And in other Blues news, Troy Brower, who was put on waivers a couple days ago, he cleared waivers and has been assigned to the Blues farm team in San Antonio. So next up for the Blues is they continue their trek through Canada. It's the Blues at Edmonton. That game is Friday night at 8 p.m. our time.
They snapped a 3-game losing streak and a 5-game road losing streak.
That's not bad.
With last night's win.
That's not bad. But, you know, a lot of All-Stars festivities here this past weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're getting back on track. That's the key thing. Still quiet on the Cardinals front. You know, there was that hot rumor a couple weeks ago that maybe Nolan Arenado would become a Cardinal via trade. But it's been awfully quiet of late. So, really, the only thing I can tell you about the Cardinals is... pitchers and catchers report for spring training 2 weeks from yesterday.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
February 11th. Getting close.
Can't wait.
St. Louis Billikens basketball. They are playing again tonight, taking on LaSalle. That is a road game tonight at 7 o'clock. The Billikens on the road for that particular contest. Super Bowl, yeah, there's this game, this football game that's coming up this Sunday. And on our website at y98.com, you know, you can just make a bet. I think it's the 49ers are going to win. I think it's the Chiefs that are going to win. A little more involved is the prop bets. And there's about 10 of them that you can check out on our website at y98.com. Some of the more interesting ones, there's an over-under on how long it'll take the national anthem, how long Demi Lovato will take to sing that. You can go over 2 minutes or under 2 minutes.
It's usually always under 2 minutes, right?
Unless you get a really slow one. Ooh, boy.
Yeah. I think she'll keep it moving.
You can always tell when you're going to get a slow national anthem from the first line.
Yes.
Yep.
The first note, right? Yeah. That they play.
The first line's going to tell you, oh, boy, we're going to be here. You can bet on the coin toss, so that's pretty much a 50-50 bet. How many wardrobe changes for J-Lo during halftime? And here, I think, is maybe my favorite bet of them all. It's the very last one. Who will be named Super Bowl 54 MVP? Your choices are Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs, mm-hmm, or anyone else, which means you can bet on Patrick Mahomes or any of the other 105 players.
I think I would go with anyone else.
Yeah,
just the odds.
There's 105 other guys that are active for the game that you can bet on.
Oh, so you have to pick a specific person.
No,
you just pick anyone else.
Patrick Mahomes or everybody else.
You can just simply go with the odds. Say it's one guy, Patrick Mahomes, or it could be any other of the 105 other guys who are eligible to play. That, I think, is the coolest part of the bet.
Yeah, I feel like anybody else is going to pay out more, obviously, but I don't want to put that out in the universe.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. The 49ers, to me, are scary. I know everybody's like, oh, the Chiefs can score a lot of points. The 49ers can, too.
Yeah.
So don't write them off. Watch them. I don't want the 49ers to win. I'm cheering for the Chiefs. But the 49ers, frankly, they scare me.
Yeah, I think everybody here is cheering
for the Chiefs.
Most people in St. Louis are cheering for the Chiefs because they know they have friends in St. Louis who have been longtime Chiefs fans. The only person we know who's cheering for the 49ers is Tim, and we sent him out of the country. He's in Australia, and he apparently will be boarding a plane to New Zealand while the Super Bowl is going on. He thought he was going to be able to wake up and watch it at like 8 in the morning. Not happening.
Did he get the time translation wrong?
Well, no, he just realized they had already booked their flights. Yeah.
I'll be able to watch it. No, I'm going to be on a plane.
Too bad, so sad.
That's Sports Chatter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.